Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-word. And y'all know what it is. I want y'all to holler at me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call me, I always encourage you to email a brother, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Social media with me. You can jump on the Smooth Drama page on Facebook, Twitter. Google me. If you find Smooth Drama on your social network, hit me up. I will hit you back. It is my pleasure to converse with you because I want to become one with you. I want to share and care and hug and embrace you all. No, I don't. Yeah, I do. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, Incredible Hulk. Anyway, speaking of which, I'm a hater first and foremost. Canned pumpkin isn't actually pumpkin. For those of you who like pumpkin pie, why? I don't know. In a world where a sweet potato pie exists, pumpkin pie is like so not anything. Apparently, if you use a canned pumpkin, even though they say it's puree and they advertise it's 100% pumpkin, it is actually made of a range of different squashes. Butternut, Golden Delicious, and Hubbard. Yep. So yeah, if you like pumpkin pie and you make pumpkin pie with your can, it ain't pumpkin pie, it's squash pie. I just wanted to hate. I got no comment on that. Just me hating on pumpkin pie. I don't understand why people like it. But that's just the way it is. Anyway, on to something that I reported earlier. And come to find out the clown was actually a hoax. The clown reports. It led to like 12 arrests in multiple states. False threats, false reports of chasing people. And apparently one death been linked to the clown hoax. And you think about that for a second. I consider them for the dumbass of the week. I mean, it's beyond dumb when there was an actual death. Who thought it was funny to falsely report about clowns? And when they approached one of the people who called, it's like, oh yeah, we just made it up. I ain't gonna be racial, white people. But yeah, white people calling about clowns.
Dude, it's the funniest thing ever, dude.
No. Anyway. Yeah. That was fake. But what wasn't fake? There's a U.S. band, Asian group. They're called the Slants. They tried to trademark it, but were told that you can't do it. You can't trademark the Slants, because according to whoever approves or disapproves that, they said that it is a racial epithet. Now, The band leader, Simon Tan, argued that, well, a lawyer for the band leader, argued that the client was following in the long tradition of reappropriation, in which members of minority groups have reclaimed terms that were once directed at them as insults and turned them outwards as badges of pride. So basically, the slants are doing like black folks. You know how black folks are proud to say the N-word? The slants are trying to, you know, like we the slants. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Maybe the only so-called minority group that's smart is the Native Americans. They don't embrace like the Redskins and all the misappropriations and slurs that are used toward them. You don't hear Native Americans calling themselves the Redskin. Yo, that's my Redskin. It's not gonna happen ever. Just wonder why folks want to embrace the hate. Just tongue kissing hate. Just having booty butt naked sex with hate of themselves. I mean that's basically what it is. I mean it's an orgy. It's an orgy of hate. But I mean, you have your right. They're saying that they want to turn it as a badge of pride, or I remember when they saying it, that term of endearment when they talked about the N-word, but I don't see the endearing qualities. And if Portland, Oregon's dance rock band The Slants want to be The Slants and they want to trademark it, I'm like, hey, more power to them. I'm not buying the record anyway, so they won't call themselves The Slants. By all means, do your thing. In the meantime, in between time, rejoice, black people. There is a new, brand new way to die as a black man. We keep expanding the list. Just in case you didn't know, the new way to die is by having vape in your hands. Alfred Alongo, who is the latest in the line of black folks to be killed, his sister called because he was in psychological distress. Sister called the police for help, and they ended up shooting him, you know, instead of offering assistance or trying to de-escalate the situation. If you don't know, Alfred Alongo, who's Ugandan, lived in the U.S. for decades after fleeing persecution in Uganda. Came to the country as a refugee in 1991. He was a cook. Was reported to have wanted to open a restaurant one day. Said he had a history of drug and theft charges. Obviously, the local police had no knowledge of that, and it's kind of irrelevant, as we'll talk about later. But his sister, she called 911 for officers to help him because he was having a seizure. You know, so having a seizure and having vape in your hand is a new way for black folks to die. It's getting longer and longer, the things we can't do. You know, I don't know. I mean, thankfully, I don't use vape, and if I thought about it, this would definitely be another deterrent to it. Like, okay, if I use vape, I pull it out, an officer could see me pulling out the vape and assume that the vape is some new kind of gun, because everything looks like a gun when the black man pulls it out. Yeah, take that in for a second. Everything looks like a gun when a black man pulls it out. You get shot. So if you listen, mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, if you're black, do not pull out your vape. You will get shot. Also, if you're predisposed to having seizures, do not do that in public. I know it's hard. It's one of them things. You can't control it, but we're going to ask you to suspend your belief and suspend the logic of your body or the illogic of your body and not have a seizure. Because if you have a seizure and they call the police and you're black, you may get shot because your violent shaking will scare the officer. And instead of what we learn, you put something in that person, something hard in that person's mouth so that they won't bite their tongue or swallow their tongue. Instead, you can get shot. Just for caution. It's one of those things. It's no biggie, but no seizures in public and no vape. Vape looks like guns too, to cops when black people have them. Speaking of which, thinkprogress.org did some research. Their research has said that black communities have stopped calling 911 after instances of police brutality. Now, they talk about how Super Negro and personal show favorite to have something like a comet from the sky fall and hit him. Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee, who talks about that war on cops and how, you know, we underclass, ungrateful Negroes are trying to shoot at cops at every waking moment and turn. They talk about how in Milwaukee, after 2005, after a story where a guy named Jude, who was beat until his ears bled for weeks after drunken cops jammed pins into them as part of a rough up. They said that they got 22,000 fewer calls reporting crime at that particular point in time. And they go on to say that in black neighborhoods, the decline in 911 calls is large and durable, with citizen crime reporting dropping and staying lower than expected for over a year after that particular story broke. Whereas call rates in white neighborhoods did not show the same kind of response. Now, for us, and when I say us, I talk about people in the black community, so-called ghetto, so-called minority communities. Yeah, of course not. Nobody wants to call the cops. I mean, you think about if it was bad then, think about how it is now. I mean, if something is happening,
do you really want to call the cops? I mean, because calling the cops can get you killed. I mean, get you killed. And I know some folks are like, yeah, but you're over-exaggerating. Like, no, actually not over-exaggerating. You think of that for a second. You can call the cops and be killed for anything. We just talked about a guy who was killed in El Cajon, California, a suburb of San Diego. Black man. His sister called because he's having a seizure and, you know, a little mental breakdown, where, you know, generally you can talk that guy down, you taser him, whatnot, for their own good, whatever. And I mean, at least if you was gonna shoot, you can shoot folks in the legs. Oh, he's got bait. It's a gun, pal. I mean, that's 911. I mean, it ain't even a big, it ain't even a public enemy. 911 is a joke. Because, shit, that's Rakim. I ain't no joke. See, you call him, your life is on the line. So when they say black communities hesitate to call 911, yeah, I can see that. I'm thinking Stevie Wonder can see a correlation in that. Neither here nor there, because people just don't care. And on that note, I'm going to break. Because I'm getting cynical. It's too early in the show for me to get cynical, I think. This is Big Pooh, Promised Land.
Yeah.
together, you got smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was rapper Big Pooh, Promised Land. Yeah, I don't think we gonna get there anytime soon, bro. Maybe we should stop waiting to get to Promised Land and get what we supposed to get now. But that's neither here nor there. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. In the meantime, it's that time of the week where I get to do what I really like doing. I like laughing, and this is my dumbass of the week. There we go. Always got to get that last piece in, because that last piece is where it's at, that last burp. For example, Jamie Barnes, a resident of South Memphis, Tennessee, came home Sunday after being gone on a little trip for a couple of days, only to find a couple of folks who broke into her house having sex on the couch. It's like, she's like, it's horrible in there. It's absolutely horrible in there. It's like they just had a big old nasty party. Walk in and have a sex on my couch. Picked up her broom, tried to hit her, whatnot. And it begs the question, like, criminals, and when I talk about criminals, you know, there's a different distinction between criminals. There's the white-collar criminals and the blue-collar criminals. White-collar criminals are the people that hack or steal a whole lot of money. Smart ones. Because, I mean, if you're going to be a crook, go big or go home. Don't, like, rob the liquor store for, like, $238, you're going to spend all your time in jail for $238, maybe, if it was a good night that day. You know, these folks, you break into somebody's house and you don't leave, you don't take the stuff and leave. Tonka Barnes is the name of the woman who got caught. The man got away. Tonka Barnes, Tonka Barnes, she was charged with a aggravated burglary and is being held on $30,000 bond. You break into someone's house and have sex. So stolen items are valued at $2,200, but yeah, instead of just stealing and leaving, you stay and have sex. And don't get me wrong, I'm for spontaneous amorous moments. I understand that you're dating, and you know, some people date differently. Some people like going to movies. Some people like going out to dinner. You know, some people go do events. Whatever you're into, you go out, you do that. Or you stay home, you watch movies together, cuddle, whatnot. And apparently, in their case, Tonka Barnes and her man, they like breaking into people's houses and having sex. That's apparently a proper date for them. Now, for the rest of us, it makes no sense. It's kind of dumb. But I guess for Tonka, it's one of those things that, yeah, that's what we into. We break into people's house, we nut on your couch. I shouldn't have said that, but yeah. Dumbass of the week.
It made no sense whatsoever. This is why I'm talking about it. But my hater of the week is a whole lot different. Los Angeles Police Union, who was so hurt Steve Gramas, executive director of the Las Vegas Police Protection Association, asked the Chief Judge David Barker of Nevada's 8th Judicial District to forbid Black Lives Matter pins and other messages. He said, "We have received complaints from our member officers who believe that such displays have no place in courtrooms in which justice is to be dispensed." Gramas wrote in a letter last week also, "We are certain that the courts would not allow similar public displays from citizens who believe that killers should be sentenced to death or that sexual predators should be castrated. While we embrace the First Amendment, we do not believe that such statements should be made in the halls of justice." Think about that for a second. Black Lives Matter buttons in court is argued as propaganda. And basically, compared to killers should be sentenced to death or sexual predators being castrated. That's how low we are on the totem pole. Where they're like, yeah, wearing a button that says Black Lives Matter is like advocating for sexual predators to be castrated, which, you know, I can't say that I'm necessarily against, but hey, whatever. Or killers should be sentenced to death. I don't think it's the same. Last time I checked, because killers are guilty of something, unless it was proven otherwise. They were framed by cops. Because generally, that's what we're talking about here. They're saying a court of justice, and Black Lives Matter is about justice. Like, hey, look, stop shooting innocent people. Stop shooting people with vape. Stop shooting people with toy guns. Stop shooting people who have seizures. Stop shooting people laying on the ground with their hands up saying, "Don't shoot me. I'm unarmed." And saying, "No, I wasn't trying to shoot you. I was trying to shoot the mentally ill, retarded person that was standing next to you." That's what they're saying. Like, that's too much. It's too much. I see Black Lives Matter, and it breaks me up inside. Oh, it's propaganda. It's hurting me, man. Oh, I don't know what I would do if I. It's not a Black Lives Matter. I can't. Justice. Anyway. Yeah. That's pretty. You see, we can't even wear a button that say Our Lives Matter because it hurts them so much to think of us as a person, to think that our lives are important enough to be supported. Can't even wear the button. These cops are trained. These people are trained to oppress us. And it's ingrained. I talked about that that study, that research that talked about how memories are passed down through the DNA. It's like, you know, that oppression, that American, that unique American oppression that's passed down through the memories, from the parents,
They're like, every time they see it, it's like me just crying just now. Just I can't take it. I see Black Lives Matter, and it makes me want to throw up because you actually want justice. You want us to treat you fair, which is basically what we're talking about. We just want to be ordinary. I mean, I just want to be able to, like, if my kid was in school, I want to be able to, like, I'm waiting in my car to pick up my kid. I can read a book in my car and feel like I'm safe. I feel like, you know, because I've had my car break down before. I like to feel like I'm safe if the police come up to me if my car breaks down. That's kind of it. That's the Black Lives Matter. That's what we're talking about, y'all. Killing unarmed combatants. But we keep missing that part for some strange reason. And we get guys like FBI Director James Comey who comes out and says, hey, stop and frisk. It can be an important crime-fighting tool when used correctly. You know? Now, that's what he said to the House of Representatives Wednesday night. And according to him, he asserted that the police who stop and search citizens for no good reason should only have to explain their reasoning after the invasive encounter. Now, it's been declared unconstitutional. Now, of course, Donald Trump has, you know, brought it to light. He said, hey, one of the things I do is I do stop and frisk. And you look at it, when they talk about stop and frisk, they're not talking about stopping and frisking themselves. You know, because you know, it's real easy to vote for something when it's not going to negatively affect you. So you would have my white people like, yeah, stop that crime. Because that's how the story is slanted. Like, well, we're going to be stopping and frisking so-called minorities. So basically, you get stopped and frisked, and then they explain themselves after, which for us is a deadly proposition once again. Because then they have cause to stop us. And then it's like they're encouraged to stop us. Now, for us, as explained earlier, unless your hearing and comprehension is off a little bit, you would see that black folks, Mexican, Native American, who coincidentally, according to some stats, are stopped and killed more than at a higher rate than black folks. So, you know, just in case some of y'all think that we alone in this. No, Native Americans actually, and there are less Native Americans than there are us. Just in case folks didn't understand. I mean, you know, Native Americans, the people who used to populate this country, they get it too. Just worse. And it's not reported because, as y'all know, most people don't give a damn about Native Americans because, for some strange reason. Anyway, sidetracking myself, stop and frisk cops with the opportunity to stop and frisk because it's their job. So, who knows what we'll get killed for next. If they're stopping and frisking you, I mean, you know, I'm a comic book guy. I could have like my phone charger, my portable phone charger, it's gray. It may shine the wrong way. And they're looking like, oh, what's in the back? Oh, it's a bomb. Bow, and I get shot. Or, oh, it looks like a gun. It glinted like a gun. And I get shot for my phone charging. Just saying. I mean, I may be predisposed to have a my hard drive, my little small hard drive, my little USB drive, the wrong glint. Then, oh, he's got a gun. Oh, some bullets. Pow, I get shot from my USB drive. Stop and frisk is probably not a good idea for black folks. Just saying. I don't think we should support that. But if you think you do, then shame on you. And speaking of shame on you, I saw something that California ended the statute of limitations for rape. And reportedly, they did it because of the Cosby case. So, current California law had required that prosecution for rape to begin within 10 years of the alleged offense, with some exceptions. Well, under the new legislation, SB 813, there will be no time limit. The change will also apply to crimes for which the statute of limitations has not expired as of January 1st, 2017. Senator Connie Leyva, who introduced the bill, said it told victims of sexual assault that they could seek justice regardless of when they are ready to come forward. Rapists should never be able to evade legal consequences simply because an arbitrary time limit has expired. Now, that sounds all good. Yeah, I mean, Bill Cosby did some despicable stuff, no doubt. But I'm like, Bill Cosby? That's it? Yeah. Cosby's accused of like 50, right? So, I mean, it's about 50 or so women. He cops to like 20 of them. Like, look, yes, I raped 20 of them, but them other heifers is lying. That's Bill's story. Now, what about the Catholic Church? I mean, I reported that one of those advocates for the Catholic Church, victim, was mysteriously killed. And statute of limitations for those type molestation cases have been blocked. And they still are. This particular wording only goes for these California victims, and it had to be something that, as they said, January 1st, 2017 is when it starts, but it only pertains to certain cases that happened in California. Other states is totally different. And as you know, it's one of the funnier things in America. We talk about uniformity, but every state has their own different set of laws and how they practice them. But they expect us to be uniform on certain things when we're not uniform on nothing here in America. You know, this statute of limitations, talking about Bill Cosby. Yeah, Bill Cosby's a villain, no doubt. But Catholic Church. So if we say Bill cops 20, he got 50. Catholic Church, I mean, let's say we square 20, right? That's like 400. Okay. Then if we do that 400 for Catholic Church squared, I think we may have to, square 400? to get the number right of how many people that have been molested by the Catholic Church and over the history of the church. We may have to square root to 400, 400 times 400, 16,000. I don't know. And then we may have to times that times 10 also, or just square that one too. That's how many. And generally what happens is they just reassign the person to another state. They don't get rid of them. They don't fire them. Just, hey, go rape somebody in another state or learn your lesson and be smoother about it. So we talk about monetary compensation, all that doesn't matter. Just random things in my head. I'm just thinking. I probably need to go on a break. But it's funny. They do it for Bill Cosby. But raping little boys and girls, Catholic Church, doesn't count. Well, little boys. But that's generally what they do. It's Kendrick Lamar. I'm going on break. How much a dollar cost?
Shining, shining, nigga, you babbling, your words ain't flattering, I'm imagining in there. hell when looking at old Neil. Sound is that thrills, your gimmick is mediocre. Shit is up, I seen you from a mile away, losing focus. And I'm insensitive, and I lack empathy. He looked at me and said, your potential is bittersweet. I looked at him and said, Henry Nickel is mine to keep. He looked at me and said, music is gonna set you free. You're looking at the Messiah, the son of Jehovah, the higher power, the choir that spoke the word, the Holy Spirit, the nerve of Nazareth. And I tell you just how much a dollar costs. The price of happiness, body, heaven, and grace, you are. I am God. I wash my hands, I said my grace. What more do you want from me? Tears of a crown, yes, I'm not all it's meant to be. Shades of gray will never change if I condone. Turn his face, help me change to right my wrong.
Together you've got to move from the
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Kendrick Lamar. How much does a dollar really cost? I don't know. I mean, being that it's an imaginary construct, it is what it is. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Groundhog Day. Y'all know. Groundhog Day is just something. I always say that great Bill Murray movie where just same day happens over and over again and you're struggling to try to make the change, but the same thing just keeps happening. What do you do? Well, black folks, you know, Groundhog Day seems to be like every day. And Yo Presser does the exact same thing every day. All day. It is some amazing stuff. For example, you knew it was coming with Keith Scott. The fact that, you know, his car broke down and he got shot. That we're gonna gloss over that. They come out, well, hey, his wife said he threatened her with a gun and that he'd hit their 8-year-old son and kicked her and threatened to kill him. Now, of course, they say that he was armed when he was shot by an officer. He didn't have a weapon at the time, and I'm mistaken, he was the one that was in his car when he was shot. He wasn't the brother. You know, it's so many, you can get them mixed up. But yeah, he was the one Keith Scott sitting in his car, reportedly waiting for his son to get out of school, pick him up. You know, normal stuff that parents do. Yeah, Groundhog Day. They're talking about what happened to him in the past. 2015. Nothing to do with what he was doing in the car. You know, just sitting there. I mean, Super Negro David Clark would say, hey,
he was meandering and he looked like he was going to attack the cops, who just happened to drive by there and see him looking menacingly at them. And so they had to shoot him because he pulled his weapon out on them while he was waiting on his son and decided he wanted to shoot cops because he's a low-life degenerate.
That would be what Super Negro David, well, Super Negro Coon David Clark would say. Yeah. So, Groundhog Day, they start with the besmirching of his character by talking about something that he did in the past. Oh, he had a criminal record. Whoop-dee-doo. He did something in 2005. Yeah. There it is.
your Groundhog Day for the day. Also, in my continuing support of Super Negroes, as some of y'all know, Nate Parker has the film Birth of a Nation that's set to come out here. Black Voices on Huffington Post have a weekly love affair with trashing Nate Parker and bringing up his 1999 rape charges, which he and his co-writer were acquitted. Now, the sister of the woman who accused Nate Parker of rape in 1999 has spoken out again, calling out Nate Parker for exploiting her sister again. And this was published in Variety on Thursday, last Thursday, said that after he ruined her life and the rape and subsequent rape trial and being acquitted, 13 years later, she died by suicide, in which the family claims was a result of the trauma she experienced after rape. Yeah. She was in the foster care system, by the way. You know, so this family that's coming out talking about her, they weren't the ones who were apparently taking care of her. But they go on, the sister goes on to criticize them for a fictionalized rape in the Nat Turner biopic, a rape which galvanizes Turner to launch a rebellion against the cruel white slave masters. And, you know, she talks about that. That is exploiting her sister. And I'm like, well, you know, slavery, that rape stuff, it kind of happened all the time. That's why you had light-skinned people on the plantation. It's one of those things. I mean, we all know the facts, and you know, obviously, there's money in it. I mean, I'm not gonna say there's money in it, and I'm not gonna besmirch the sister, because she's being a good sister, because she's supporting her sister. She's fighting for her sister's memory. And it's always tough in this situation, especially when you talk about, once again, he was acquitted. But it doesn't escape me that Nate Parker's done, woo! He's got like 24 credits. Not only this Birth of a Nation, Eden, Beyond the Lights, Every Secret Thing About Alex, Nonstop, They Die by Dawn, Lou, Ain't Them Body Saints, Red Hook Summer, Arbitrage, Red Tails, Blood Done Sign My Name, Rome and Jewel, The Secret Life of Bees, Neil Felon, 1968 Tunnel Rats, The Great Debaters, Pride, The Unit, Dirty, Cruel World, Kurt Law, The DC, and Cold Case. And he's done those since 2004 up to 2016. I've never heard any of those movies being attacked. I mean, obviously, he did this movie, so it will come out. But it seems like The Great Debaters, all these other movies and series that he's been in, you think that they would have attacked him on those movies also, it would have came out, yeah, this Nate Parker cat
I never heard of this stuff, and I like to think that I try to keep my ear, and most folks keep their ear to social media. I mean, you see all this stuff, but it's only coming out for Birth of a Nation, the Nat Turner story. Nothing else. I mean, you know, we talk about Groundhog Day. We talk about Colin Kaepernick and how, you know, they say that he's the most hated guy in the NFL, yet there are so many protests out there, and his jersey, number one selling jersey in the land. I mean, it seems like that hate is through a minority, definitely not through the majority. Thus, when we correlate the facts, this so-called hate for Nate Parker, this attack on Nate Parker, maybe has nothing to do with Nate Parker in general, but more that they're hating on a Nat Turner movie done by a black man about a revolutionary freedom fighter. Because I won't say insurrection. No, these were people who were enslaved. They were freedom fighters fighting for their very freedom, to which they all lost their lives because they had temerity to want to be free. Just like, you know, just the fact that we want to be treated equally and not be killed for no reason is too much. Can't even wear the button, as we talked about. You can't even have a movie without it being attacked because, well, hey, why would you want to support Nat Turner, the freedom fighter, when it was done by a guy who was accused of rape and found not guilty? There's some logic in there. That's illogical, right? Because that's what we're about here. You know, at the end of the day, our lives mean nothing. Groundhog Day. Every day is the same, but yet so different because the names change. But somehow, it's still the same. Your lives mean nothing. Our lives mean everything. You don't want to support us. You don't want to stand up for our rights and beliefs that we won't allow you to have. And you're mad about that. I mean, because that's basically what the powers or be is, the powers that be are saying. You're mad because we won't treat you equally. Why? Why are you mad because we won't treat you equally? That's their story, and they're sticking to it. Groundhog Day. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This was another Smooth Drama production. I'm out. I'll check y'all on the other side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.